Hello, you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Reform Radio, and I hope you're having a great day. This is What a Wonderful World. Hello, my name is Ella. Just walked up a bunch of stairs, feeling pretty rockin'. And we have actually a lot of planned music today, because, had some songs from last week, had some songs that came in the head throughout the week for different reasons. And then, during work, Alan and I, shout out Alan, looked at lots of great music. He was recommending some peeps, so we got some spectacular peeps coming on to the radio waves right now. We're going to start with Smell the Child, as always. And then, really, I feel like we go over the place today. In classic WMFO freeform radio fashion. So get excited for that. If you have a request, feel free to go on over to WMFO. And then if you go to WMFO.org, there will be a DJ chat button where we can hang out in the DJ chat room, send any requests, and you can also give us a call at 855-915-9636. That is 855-915-9636. We're gonna continue on with the show, really just get it started. Elle Fitzgerald is starting us off, and then get ready for some more spectacular music. But first, Elle Fitzgerald is doing the scat version of Oh Lady Be Good.
Sweet, lovely lady, be good. Oh, lady, be good to me. 'Cause I'm so awfully, awfully, awfully misunderstood. Oh, lady, lady, be good to me. 'Cause I'm all alone in this crazy city of Los Angeles. Won't somebody please have pity, pity, pity on me. Just a lonesome, just a lonesome, just a lonesome babe in the woods. Oh, lady, be good. Send for me, but I did double bop and even bop and a 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 bop and
Fitzgerald is starting us off. That was Oh Lady Be Good, and the scat version, a crazy and fun version. And you know, there's gonna be some more rockiness coming your way, and that rockiness is gonna start with some Joni Mitchell, which this is just a crazy jump from song to song that Alan and I did when Alan came in, and then he said, oh, do you like the song that we'll play a little later? And I said, yes, it was great. I'm going to play it on the radio. And Alan said, whoa, a radio show? And I said, yep, a radio show. And then told him about What a Wonderful World. We're listening to Louis Armstrong at the end. We're listening to Ella Fitzgerald at the beginning. Who knows what's going to happen in the middle? And he said, you should look up Pat Menthe. Hopefully I'm saying your name right, Pat. And he said, what, you never heard of Pat Menthe? And I said, oh my gosh, whole new world of music opening up. Because there's just so many peeps to know. And there's been lots of new music happening with this week. Saw some new music yesterday with my sister. Shout out Lily. That is also going to be coming up a little later. We'll play some a little more bluesy, I'd say. Some horns, some excitement happening there. But this first song, it jumped from Alan and I talking about the first song we're talking about, then asking about the radio show, then talking about Pat Menthe, then talking about the bass player of the Pat Menthe version, and then talking about the piano player of the Pat Menthe song, and then talking about, you know, what song brings them all together. This amazing album from Joni Mitchell. Let's go to the Joni Mitchell album. And then we saw an epic Joni Mitchell album, all live songs. And then decided. Oh, thank you. We're getting some pronunciation help. I appreciate it. We'll be using that later in the show. Actually, I guess right now, because on this very Joni Mitchell album, there's a lot of great songs. Some of them are longer than others, so we might have to play some more later in the show or just at other radio times. But this first one I heard and I just couldn't believe it was Joni Mitchell. And Pat I'm not going to say it right still. Metheny. Oh, that makes sense. Metheny. That kind of sounds like Alan. Pat Metheny. He may or may not be on the song because he was at this concert. So we're going to play Joni Mitchell doing a song that's very different than all the other songs I listened to today. And then we'll see what else we go to. There's a lot coming right after this. But we're starting off with some Joni Mitchell doing Why Do Fools Fall in Love live.
Why do birds sing so gay? And lovers await the break of day.
It is Bob Marley and the Wailers. And what a rockin' song that is. Very good vibes, especially right after. Joni Mitchell doing Why Do Fools Fall in Love, a crazy epic version. And from the Shadow and Light Live album, a great album, has lots of spectacular peeps on it. We're going to hear more from the peeps in just a little bit. But that was some Joni Mitchell and some Bob Marley. So hopefully you enjoyed. We're going to keep it swinging over here at the radio show. And it's 8:22. Great time to keep it moving. We got a PSA coming up, so don't go anywhere because some great information is coming to you real soon. So very exciting for that. We also have some great songs. We got some requests. And there's a story. I'll say a story right after this song. Or these next two songs. We got two great songs coming to you. This next one is a request. And then we'll see where we go from there. But a request from my mom. Thank you for such a great song request. And I will also shout out Branch, who is probably not listening, but I'm going to New Orleans with him in just a couple days, so I'm very excited for that. And I'm really excited for some spectacular music. Hopefully. So, which also means, great time to bring up, I won't be here next Monday. Just hold on to your hats for that one, because someone else will be filling in. But I will hopefully be listening to some amazing music that then I'll bring back the following Monday for us all to listen to together. But until then, we're going to keep the vibes swinging right now. We're going to continue them. We're bringing the New Orleans vibes with this next request from my mom. And then we'll keep on rocking it. We'll see where we go. Paul Simon is coming up right now with his Zydeco song, That Was Your Mother.
A long time ago, yeah, before you was born, dude, when I was still single and life was great, I held this job as a traveling salesman that kept me moving from state to state. Well, I'm standing on the corner of Lafayette, state of Louisiana, wondering where a city boy could go to get a little conversation, drink a little red wine, catch a little bit of those Cajun girls dancing the Zydeco. Christmas Day, I said, good gracious, can this be my luck? If that's my prayer book, Lord, let us pray. Well, I'm standing on a corner of Lafayette, state of Louisiana, wondering what a city boy could do to get her in a conversation, maybe drink a little red wine, dance to the music of Clifton Chenier, the king of the bayou. That was your mother, that was your father, before you was born, dude, when life was great. You are the burden of my generation. I sure do love you, but let's get that straight. Well, I'm standing on the corner of Lafayette, across the street from the public, heading down to the Lone Star Cafe. Maybe get a little conversation, drink a little red wine, standing in the shadow of Clifton Chenier, dancing the night away.
little blam blam. She said you had to squeeze it, got you, and then she
is coming at us with Suffragette City. And right before that, we also heard some Zydeco Beats with Paul Simon, Good Rockin' Doopsie, and The Twisters. That Was Your Mother was that song. A great one. And, there's another artist name that I'm going to have so much trouble pronouncing. Oh no, why? Well, we'll try our best over here. And then I'll stand corrected and I'll update you on the other side of the break. But as I look at some phonetics here, I will tell you one of the good things that happened today was, I would say it's a kind of up and down day, but a definite pro of the day was in the morning. There's kind of chaotic, really little kid, like 4-year-old kid, and then this parental figure who sometimes kind of yells at the kid, which I don't really love. It's a little scary, but pretty epic. The kid's just a kind of crazy fun kid. And I got on the bus, and then I sat down, and then he told the bus driver, "Can I tell you the story now?" And then he said some, I don't even know, crazy story. And then the bus driver kept talking to him. There's a lot going on, left and right. And then the parental figure started saying, I don't know if it's a sister or a parent, who really knows, started singing the Jingle Bell song, but the Batman Robin version. And then she was like, "Have you ever heard the Batman version of Jingle Bells?" And the little kid, I think it was his first time ever hearing the Batman version of Jingle Bells. But then the adult sang it totally wrong, and then the bus driver sang it and corrected her, and then the adult tried to sing it again and kept messing it up. And so then the little kid said, Joker, he started calling the bus driver Joker. He said, Joker, can you sing the song again? And then he kept singing the song. And there's a whole big hullabaloo about the song and what to do and blah, blah, blah. And then they were just talking, having a great time. Lots was happening. And then the kid had to get off the bus and go to school. And he said to the bus driver, thank you for being my superhero friend. And then he said, can I have a hug? And then the bus driver undid the door where there's like a little door that he sits in, undid the door and said, of course you can have a hug. And then he reached down and he picked up the kid and then he hugged the kid. And it was so cute. And it was just a great moment. So there you go. Some good vibes for the day. Wow. The looking up how to say this name went so wrong. I have to listen. I don't have time to listen, people. Oh my gosh. Now they're trying to do phonetic spelling, but it's letters I've never even seen before. This is not good. Oh, so bad. Okay, well, hopefully you just have enough good faith. And if Brad is listening, he'll just be happy to hear the kid's story. So bad. Okay, well, we're just going to roll with it. First, we're going to play actually a song by the hit epic peep, Brian Lucy, coming to you straight from Brandeis. He is gonna do his 17-second song, so get excited for that. It's somewhere here. We're queuing it up. First Vows is the name of the song. It's a great one, so get excited for that. And then after, we are gonna hear the person that I hope will forgive me if this is so wrong. It's gonna be Brad Mahaldu. Brad Mahaldu. Don't think so. Mehldau. Brad Allen said, have you ever heard of this pianist? And I said, don't think so. And then he said the name, and then I said, what? And then he had to spell out what he was saying. So it was kind of cursed from the beginning. But by next week, I'll learn Brad's name. But it's a crazy epic song. It's Blackbird, the Beatles, but a really cool piano way to do it. So get excited for that. And then we'll see where we go from there. There's a lot of places we could go. So get excited. Brian Lucy. Brad Mahaldu. Oh, I just know it's wrong. I'm trying, Brad. And then keep on listening for some more rockin' songs. And also a public service announcement, so get excited. Until then, First Vows, Brian Lucy. Thank you.
sun. Oh, where have you been, my darling young one? I've stumbled on side of 12 misty mountains. I've walked and I've crawled on 6 crooked highways. I've stepped in the middle of 7 sad forests. I've been out in front of a dozen dead oceans. I've been 10,000 miles in the mouth of a graveyard. And it's hard, it's hard, it's hard, it's hard, it's hard. Rain's gonna fall. What did you hear, my blue-eyed son? Oh, what did you hear, my darling young one? Heard the sound of a thunder that roared out a warning. Heard the roar of a wave that could drown the whole world. I heard 100 drummers whose hands were blazing. Dark forest where the people are many and their hands are all empty, where the pellets of poison are flooding their waters, where the home in the valley meets the damp, dirty prison, where the executioner's face is well hidden. Color and none is the number. And I tell it and think it and speak it and breathe it. I reflect it from the mountain so all souls can see it. And I stand on the ocean until I start sinking. I'll know my song well before I start singing.
Wow, my eyes really deceived me, and I really thought Edie was done, but nope. Edie Brickell and the New Bohemians. We're doing a Hard Rains Are Gonna Fall, and I chaotically rooted some some fading that maybe Edeny wasn't expecting. But we also heard Blackbird, Brad. Mulatto is actually, when I was typing it out, I said, this kind of sounds like mulatto. So maybe it's Brad Mulatto. Mulatto definitely sounds more wrong. So that was Blackbird, a spectacular song. You can always go to WMFO.org and you can see all the songs that are being played because I log them all. And so even when I ask for forgiveness from the artists, if I mispronounce their name, then still you can read it and make sure you get all the correct information. And that's a pretty exciting thing. So make sure you do that. And then an exciting time has come to the station because it's that time again, 8:45, the perfect time to do a PSA. And this PSA, a public service announcement for you all, means that there's no ads on WMFO. Just one little bit of information for you all to think about. And this is one of my favorite bits of information to think about because it's all about eating dried fruits. Here we go. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is gonna be better for you than candy or a processed snack. That's a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So there's a PSA for you all, and now we are gonna continue. And we're going to continue with Pat Metheny. Wow. Great to say it right. Straight from the source. Had to do a brief listen, but it's Pat Metheny. That's the one he's going to do. When Alan and I spent a long time looking for his first album from... and it was really hard to find, but we found it. And this is Jacko, which then Alan was telling me about. And it really means that there's just more music to play because it's honoring another bass player. And you got to stay tuned. I guess not next week, but the week after. We'll play some related songs. So get excited for that. But for now, we're starting with this song. We'll see what else we got time for. We might make a pretty chaotic turn looking what songs I have queued left and what we have time for. So stick around for that. It's going to be good. It's Pat Metheny. He's doing his song. And here we go. We're going to keep it rocking. See you on the other side. Thank you. at who he, whoa, can't even get a simple name right. What the heck? Huey Lewis and the News, if this is it. And right before that, Pat Metheny doing Jaco. So some spectacular songs. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. It's Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you so much for listening and for being a part of the show tonight. We're ending off with some Louis Armstrong, as always. Again, I'm not here next week in New Orleans. I'll be getting some more music for us all to rock out to the week after. I also forgot to play California Honey Drops. Shout out Lily for an epic concert last night. Look forward to that in 2 weeks as well. And until then, thank you so much for listening. I had such a ball with you all. And until the next time, keep on rocking and being jazzy and being bluesy and being all those spectacular things. Here is Louis Armstrong ending us off with What a Wonderful World. Thank you for listening, everybody. Have a great night.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.